So they are a different kettle of fish, to mix my metaphors, aren't they?
They are an extremely different kettle of fish.
So people who
I love the metaphor to the baby boomers, and Generation X, the group that are in between, but yeah, vastly different to the baby boomers. Yes.
So they're an echo, though, of the baby boomers. They're mostly baby boomers' children.
They are, in fact, that's probably about the only way in which they've really got that strong connection, because in terms of the way they are, in terms of the things that are important in their lives and, you know, their behaviour, etc., it really is radically different to the baby boomers. And in a sense, therein sort of lies the trap, because indeed, a lot of baby boomers, and when you talk to them about the millennials, they'll often sort of, you know, roll their eyes and their head and sort of make comments like, oh, you know, look, they're really just like us. It's just a label at the end of the day. They're sort of like us, but a bit younger. And, you know, according to the press, somewhat, worse, you know, behaved. But in fact, there couldn't be anything further from the truth, because they are radically different.
So do you think they watched, and I'm a baby boomer, but I suspect you are too.
Indeed.
Do you think they watched us spending money like a drunken sailor on shore leave back in the 80s when things just seemed wild and crazy, and they're following that now? Or how do you sum them up?
Look, I think there are so many different attributes, but in order to be able to sort of really simplify it, I think for the listeners and for them to be able to get their handle on it a little bit.
Yeah.
I think there are sort of three key areas that they're really, really different in.
Yep.
And particularly in relation to the behaviour of our lot, the baby boomers.
Mm.
First off, you know, I think a key thing is experience for them. What they're looking for is to really collect up experiences, really great positive experiences throughout their life. So, you know, I think our generation, the baby boomers, it was sort of a little bit more of a linear sort of progression. You know, you sort of finished school and, you know, you went to university or TAFE or did some sort of apprenticeship, and you got on sort of the conveyor belt of life, if you want, and off you went. And there were various things along the way that you acquired, and, you know, the various symbols, et cetera, of achievement. For the baby boomers, I think, for the millennials, it really is quite different. What they want to do is really accumulate lots of different experiences. And that actually, you know, it's fantastic for the, you know, the travel and hospitality industry are really well placed to be able to, appeal to the millennials. Because,
right.
You know, that's what we do, obviously, is in a sense, provide experiences, sell experiences. So, you know, that's saying that way they're really, really different. You know, they want local experiences. They want really get into the culture, or, you know, when they're going overseas or even in Australia, to have, you know, particular sort of adventures. And in a sense, they're sort of like bragging rights, if you want.
Okay.
You know, once upon a time, our generation came back with a whole lot of souvenirs and postcards.
The gold watch.
Yeah,
or something.
Indeed.
But they don't want that. They just want...
They don't want that. What their idea of, you know, bringing back souvenirs from their trips is the cachet to talk about some of their experiences.
Yeah. And the selfie?
Oh, look, the selfie is there from the point of view that's a documentation of their experience, and they're very sharing individuals. They want to share the experience. You know, people aren't there with them, then they sort of take them along on the way. You know,
yeah.
Via maybe a selfie, but I don't think selfies are really such a big thing now in Australia among Australians, young Australians, as they were. I think they've lost a little bit of their cool image, I think.
Okay. Now, that was point one, I guess. What were the other two points?
Look, I think the other really key things are the issue that they're often referred to as digital natives, and that's because this is the generation that has been exposed to the internet right from the very beginning.
Yes.
So they've not known anything other than anything that's internet based. So the traditional media that our generation used to follow in terms of television and press is just not cutting it with this generation. So for them, it is digital. It is mobile, largely mobile. They're spending 61% of their time is actually spent on mobile when they're looking at digital. So for businesses in this space, certainly in terms of the travel industry and the hospitality industry, they actually need to be where the millennials hang out, because if they're not there, then largely their businesses will be invisible. They'll be invisible to them because they're just not where they're hanging out.
So. And these millennials, or they used to be called Gen Ys, they'll never buy a newspaper or a magazine, will they?
Look, in general, no. I mean, there are some exceptions. A few of the magazines that are specialist magazines, they might do. But if you're talking about numbers, no. I mean, they live on their mobile. So it's really important for our business, for the travel, tourism, hospitality, to ensure that we are where they are. Right. And, some businesses are. Some businesses are really on board and taking advantage of that. Right. There are other businesses at the moment in the travel business industry, I think, that are just not there, have not really understood what is, in fact, a seismic change in the way things are operating or about to operate.
Right. And isn't this group is also very, very strongly oriented towards the environment and a social conscience? So that drives some of their activities and their spending too, doesn't it?
It does. And so that's really the third, in a sense, super big difference.
Yeah.
I'd say, after the experience and the technology, it's about their values. I think many of them have watched the baby boomers, and the fact that many of us were on this conveyor belt, as I said at the beginning, and charging along at a great rate towards, well, many today might say what,
yeah.
But towards, some sort of,
nirvana,
et cetera. Yeah. And they've arrived there and they've looked at their parents and gone, as every generation does a little bit. Every generation looks at its previous generation and just sort of scratches its head and sort of says, I'm just not going to do that. For this generation, in that sense, they're no different. They look at the baby boomers and go, right, okay, I've seen what they've done and how they've managed it. We want something that's a bit different. So you're right. For them, there are other factors other than, pure profit in terms of business. They have a strong social conscience, as you mentioned. It's about things like, authentic. As I said, we're talking about experiences. They're wanting authentic, genuine experiences, not something that's been contrived. I think I mentioned in my article about the three P's that are really important for them, people, planet and profit. So they're not naive. They know that, business is good and they're very entrepreneurial. They see business as a very, very positive thing. But business just for profit without having an eye on other factors that create a more balanced society, like the livelihood of people and the environment, are just as important for them. So, again, all of these things are real opportunities for businesses. If you understand those things, then, obviously you can design your offering to reflect those things.
Mm. It's certainly an interesting group. I've got a couple of them, two boys. So I hear what you say. I recognise those signs, and I think you're absolutely on the money. I guess the question is the travel and hospitality industry, is it nimble enough to be able to respond to their needs in a meaningful and a genuine way to obviously achieve whatever their outcomes might be, profit-wise or not? You've really got to be pretty slick at being unslick, don't you?
Well, that's true. You do, and therein is the challenge.
That's Suzanne Kavanagh of Creative Planet on why we should care about what the millennials think and how they will change travel and tourism. She was speaking with Graeme Kemlow.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.